Boom, boom, boom. Let me say Tim and Jess catch up.
Tim and Jess catch up.
Anyway, hey guys. It's us. It's Tim and slash or Jess.
Yes.
What a special moment for everybody getting one of us, potentially two of us today.
Yes. It's always an and or situation.
Yeah.
No, it's never an
it's
and or.
It's never an and or situation. It's just an and. Or it's Tim. Full stop.
Can you leave already?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going away. Are you going to keep making catch-ups while I'm gone?
Yeah, look, maybe.
You should.
If I can be
You
bothered.
Really should. I think it'd be an honour to the people. I want to hear your quality content.
No one needs to hear how dumb I am, though. And we learned.
Speaking of how dumb you are, the whole show had to change because of how dumb you were today.
See, who's going to be here to call me out on my dumb stuff?
The people of Central Queensland will call you and keep you accountable.
Like, I would have said today that the UK is its own continent and no one would have corrected me.
Oh, I reckon the phones might have lit up and we were not playing the pressure test at the moment. So that potentially was the answer. But look, I'm going to be back in a few shows time.
Yes.
And hopefully you come back. When I come back, you're in a better attitude.
You've got a bit of a plan to make some friends this weekend.
At the wedding that I'm going
to. We'll find that out in the catch up.
I tell you what, Shakira wasn't wrong. The hips will not lie. And that sounds like I'm going to go.
Your girlfriend messaged me and said, can you make sure Tim misses his plane?
All right.
So I don't think she's on board with your
anyway,
plan.
Anyway, I've actually got to go to my plane now.
Right.
So
okay.
Here's the show.
Wrap it up. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get
up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ. Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 6:03. Hope wherever you are this morning, you're having a good one. And look, I hate to start the show with a bit of a... not negativity, but more disappointment.
You always start the show with negativity.
More disappointment.
What did I do this morning?
No, it's not you. If anything, you were on my side. Trivia night last night. It's not often I raise a red flag, but the team that won trivia wasn't us because you left early because you were tired.
Girl went to bed.
Team that won, every single question correct.
How? That was the hardest trivia night.
No, that was an easier trivia night.
Was it?
We only got 5 wrong. But no one ever gets 40 out of 40.
Yeah, nah, they cheated
garbage.
For sure.
Absolute garbage. And I hate to...
Hopefully none of them call up for the pressure test today.
Oh, no, because they would absolutely take away a holiday to Heron Island. That's
to be fair,
what the prize
I've seen
is.
The pressure test questions today, and they're pretty simple.
Well, I hope so, because you come up with the questions. All right, so pressure test, it is back. If you aren't aware, it's back 8 a.m. every single day. Your chance to win a holiday package to Heron Island.
Yeah, but up next, I want to talk about farmers, Tim, because a lot of farmers are saying that maybe we should add a little 10-cent levy to milk and that goes straight back to them.
Okay.
Would you be willing to pay more for your milk? I want to find out next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Would you pay an extra 10-cent levy on milk to help farmers stricken with drought?
I think it's a great idea. 10 cents
isn't that much.
No, it's like a GST.
Yeah.
Except it's a hard line.
If you're paying like an extra 15 cents for a bag at the supermarket, I feel like you can afford an extra 10 cents
for milkies.
For milk, right? Milk is one thing that a lot of people buy.
Well, it definitely is. Unfortunately, the contribution from my household would be quite low. Not really.
Oh, you don't buy a lot of milk?
Girlfriend does. I'm not a big milk drinker.
Sure.
But when I do, I just drink it straight. People say that's weird.
You drink some milk straight?
Yeah, I'll just have a glass of milk. just if I'm feeling like a bit hungry, a bit thirsty.
So strange.
It's not weird. Everyone thinks it's weird. Why is
it's
it weird,
weird
to drink
the age
straight
of like
milk?
12.
It's like drinking
like
vodka straight. You're allowed to do it. Don't, but you can. Kids don't.
Dairy
do
farmers are pushing this 10-cent levy. Queensland Dairy Farmers Organisation have launched a petition that already has 13,000 signatures on it.
Sure.
So they're saying that milk prices in supermarkets haven't changed since 1992.
You know, that sounds about right. I can't remember paying more than like $3 for milk.
What else in the supermarket hasn't changed since 1992? Like, they should absolutely up this.
The lady at the deli. Okay. She's still there. Get it, Helen. I think it's great because it's like Palmer for a farmer, except it's tenner for a milky.
Well, see, if I'm not going to notice 10 cents extra every time I buy
money bags.
But if that 10 cents, it doesn't sound like it would be a lot, but if that makes a difference and helps our Queensland
absolutely
farmers, then absolutely we should absolutely do this.
Well, it depends on how much money is going back to the farmers already for the milk that they provide. Like, because obviously they've been getting like rebate, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they've had reports into this saying that raising supermarket milk prices probably won't lead to higher prices paid to farmers. But the Farmers Association are still pretty confident. They said that this levy could be the solution that we need. So
get it done.
If you want to sign the petition, head to hit.com.au. Hey. I'm actually going to sign right now.
I think that's a great idea. We'll send it around.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
Childhood favourite for many children around
really
the world.
My brother really liked Thomas the Tank Engine.
Been around for a long, long time. Mm. Obviously, Thomas is the main train engine in the series because it's called Thomas Tank Engine.
Sure.
Can you name the other, like there was main engines, major engines.
I know there was a Percy. Percy was the red one, right?
I'm shocked you got that.
There was Percy and there was the fat controller.
Yeah, well, he's not a train. He's a human. Hume.
There was other... Milton? Melvin?
No. So the main engines are Thomas, Edward, Henry, Gordon, James, Toby, and Percy.
Yeah.
Henry's
the only other one I probably would have known.
Yeah. It's essentially, I looked at this and I was like, well, that's just members of the royal family.
Yeah.
So that's where the next royal baby is.
Where is their King Percy? Isn't there a George?
King Fat Controller.
There's a George too, isn't there?
No, Gordon.
Oh, Gordon.
Close. Obviously, it's a long-standing television show.
Yeah.
It's from a lot of people's childhood, still going today. And there's actually been some new updates, and they're making the cast diverse.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think, so they're not getting rid...
How do you show diversity in a train?
Oh, subtle ways. They're obviously eyebrows. Yeah. Feminine colours.
So it's going to get real racist real fast.
No. I'm talking about food, like women.
Oh, okay.
I can see where you would take that.
You're seeing where I'm going with it.
But, for example, there are some new international girl characters. I'll introduce you to some of them.
Please.
There is Isla from Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a medical plane. She's going to get introduced.
Oh, my God.
Oh, crikey, we've got to get you out of here. There's also Hong Mei from China.
Okay.
Nia from Africa. And Charabala, a railway controller from India. In my opinion, the most hectic train schedule in the entire world.
Yeah,
so
man.
So she knows her thing or two.
Where is Thomas set? Isn't that set in London?
It's in the UK.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's an international, diverse cast that's being introduced. But they're all new female characters. So most of them are trains except for Isla, the Australian.
Were there any original characters female or were all the males trains?
I believe they were mostly males. Emily was a character that Thomas would hang out with.
Sure.
But she's not listed as a major engine. She's like a side.
Plus, Thomas doesn't like commitment. So
she's a side train.
He's not into it. Yeah. She's just a side
train. She's a steam train. We all want diesel trains. You know it. But it is interesting to see. It's all going to be hitting television screens very, very soon.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that kids are going to be growing up with a new generation of Thomas.
I want to go and work with Charabala because if she can organise Indian...
Are you sure you're saying
it's
that right?
Charabala. Trust me, mate. I made sure I wasn't offensive. So I'm going to go hang out with Charabala because she knows how to get things done. It's Tim and Jess on HitSeek.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and notorious rat dog Shane Warne is back on Tinder.
Notorious rat dog Warne.
Back on the tins, slaying the chicks.
I did actually see a screenshot of his profile.
Yeah.
I saw one thing in his description, like his bio.
Oh, yeah?
Bio.
It's a bio.
It was like, we'll bowl for a fifer. Like, he wants to get 5 wickets.
Amazing.
Like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Bowl my fifer over. Well, that sounds
he's currently on tour in the UK and he's promoting his new book. So
not his new hairline.
Not only
advanced hair. Yeah.
Not only has he reactivated his Tinder, but he's also chucked up as his new profile picture a screenshot of his new book.
You know what? If I was, say, a 40 to 60-year-old woman...
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I'd be pretty horny.
40 to 60.
Yeah, in that age bracket, I'd be pretty horny for Warne.
Oh.
Mate, He's a character.
He's 48. I thought he was so much older than that.
I had a feeling he was in that 50. That's why I would say 10 under, 10 over.
No, I feel like he's too old for me. Like, it would be gross.
Well, you're 32, so he's not that much older than you.
I'm 27.
Sorry, I keep getting those numbers.
He could be my dad.
You young dad.
Yeah, but still could be my dad.
Could be. Maybe he is.
And what, am I supposed to be dating 48-year-olds?
Are you supposed to be dating Shane Warne? Is this who your boy toy Gregory is?
No.
Your new boy Gregory?
Absolutely not. No. He's been joking with his friends that he's hoping to score while he's over in the UK. So good luck to you.
He's doing what every 18-year-old does when they go on a Contiki tour. Take over their Tinder, open up the radius. That's all you do.
In the UK for a couple of weeks, here for a short time and a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will bowl balls. Will bowl balls.
What does that mean?
It's a cricket thing.
Okay.
Bowling ball.
I thought it had some sort of hit of me.
Anyway.
Hits will come to you to find out everything else that's trending right now as well.
If you want some dirty cricket references, go to thosearen'tmyballs.com.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And if you are a big fan of red meat and some cheese, congratulations. You are part of a healthy future.
Yes.
So researchers at McMaster University.
That sounds made up.
In Canada.
McMaster.
Found that people that scarf down high levels of red meat and cheese are likely to live longer. So if you're sitting there with a roll of salami in your mouth, followed by some blue cheese, good start to the day, in my opinion. My professional opinion can continue.
So what you're saying is I should have a cheese board every day.
Yeah.
I'm so on board
with
this.
Half the desk in front of us should be buttons for the radio. And cheese.
Yes. If you're listening, our boss, Matthew X, I would really enjoy some salamis.
Cheese board.
A bit of camembert.
Yep. See, I'm very picky with my cheese.
Really?
Parmesan, obviously. That's
who has parmesan on a cheese board? Parmesan's for your pasta, mate.
Yeah, I'm just going through cheeses.
Sure.
But crumbly pepper cheese is pretty much the only cheese I'll eat besides parmesan. And the thing is, if you have three portions of dairy and 120 grams of unprocessed red meat per day, will benefit the most out of people that are eating meat and cheese.
So unprocessed rules out salami then?
Yeah.
Because that's a processed.
What, salami's not an animal?
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
120 grams is not a lot of meat.
No, so it's not. I'm not saying hawk down a steak and eat a cheese wheel.
Here I was about to go have a tomahawk steak and wash that down with some
I was about to buy a cow. Put him in the backyard, give him a name.
120 grams. What it was, so if I double that, am I going
to... Yeah, so it's pretty much, you've got to stick to that.
Well, this is garbage.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't enough help. I'm trying to tell you can eat more meat, more cheese, and you're still spitting it
like
in my face.
This is like when people are like, oh, you know, red wine's really good for you, but only one glass a week. I'm like,
it's one glass a day.
Is it?
It's not one glass a week.
Oh, bring me the bottle.
Be more pathetic. Come on. Anyway, get your red meat, get your cheese. Smash it together, cook it up.
Yuck.
That's how they make cheesy nuggets.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you haven't been in a situation where you're at a wedding and you know essentially maybe three people tops, it's a tricky situation to be in, right? And I'm going to be in that situation tomorrow, Thursday wedding. Perfect time for a wedding because I get to take time off.
Thursday night wedding.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh, that's the cheapest wedding you'll ever go to, hey?
No.
Thursday night would be a very cheap night to have a wedding.
Whoa. It's their religion. Let's just chill.
What do you mean?
Buddhism. Let's just chill.
Oh, is that a thing?
You have specific days that you can get married.
Stop it. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a day. So let's just not have a go at Buddhism right now.
I always thought like weekday weddings was like just people being cheap.
No, it's a
I thought it was a tight ass religion.
Bit of culture. Look, we can move directly away from this if that's okay. going to this wedding, it's going to be incredible because besides the fact that I don't know anyone, because my girlfriend's obviously going to, it's my girlfriend's best mate, but she's maid of honour, so she's obviously.
So she's part of the bridal party.
Flat out all
day. You're on the out. So who are you sitting with?
I'm sitting on a table of strangers.
Oh, so you're on the we don't know where to put these people
I'm the plus one table.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But I know how I'm going to make friends. It's not going to happen until the reception, though. Ceremony, no friend Tim.
Yeah,
I'm okay
on your
with
own.
But the the reception is where I shine.
Okay.
And especially because of the location of their reception, it is at a Latin restaurant. And that means...
Oh, that's a cool wedding.
There's going to be salsa music.
Oh, get it, Tim.
And girl, don't you know, boy's hips got moves. If you want to just have
your dance moves are all about your hips.
Everybody just listen right now. Yeah. You're going to hear salsa dancing live on your radio.
Here we go. Give us a crack. Oh, Timmy. Getting properly into it.
Yeah, so a lot of this. This is how you make friends.
Show us your moves. Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
So I honestly
That's almost
think,
a bit much.
I honestly think that I'll minimum make 10 friends purely off my salsa dancing.
Right.
And I think that this is a
It looks
a tool.
Like you've honestly been practicing. This like, have you been watching YouTube videos?
I learned how to boot scoot on YouTube. And I'm just essentially taking out the stiffness of boot scooting and adding the hip flavor of the salsa dance. So, but this is something you
I'm
can do.
I'm actually quite impressed.
This is something you can do at any wedding reception. It doesn't matter.
Just go up to the DJ.
Yeah.
And ask for a bit of salsa music.
Ask for Despacito. You will absolutely make friends and you will have a ball of a night.
I want to hear on Monday a full report of how many friends you made with your salsa moves.
So, and this, will I be quizzed on their names? Because what I want, you need, if you get their name and their job, that's a friend.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, that's someone that you're friendly
name
with.
And job.
Name and job.
That's an acquaintance, son. An acquaintance at best.
To be fair, I don't know your middle name, and but I know what you do for work. It's probably like Marie or Jessica or something.
It is absolutely Marie.
I don't know.
Why would my middle name be Jessica? Why would I be Jessica?
You love yourself a lot.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you are going to a wedding by yourself very soon, good luck to you. And remember, shake those hips and you will make friends.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
The United Kingdom.
Is the United
England.
Kingdom an island?
Yes. England is an island.
Is it?
You've been
I thought
there.
It was like a continent. Like the UK is a continent, right? Is that an island?
The UK is like England, Scotland, Ireland.
Is it its own continent, though?
No. It's part of,
what part of
Europe. Buddy, come on.
But if it's separated, I thought continents were just like one big landmass.
I want to stop the show and we can really work through this. Talk to me. I'm serious. I will cut what we have to do short next so that we can discuss this. Go through your brain process.
So I always thought that like Africa is a continent.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've got Europe,
mm-hmm.
which is like a group of countries.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And the Americas is one continent.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all like, it's like big land masses. That's a continent.
Would you be shocked to know that Asia, Europe and Africa are all connected to one another?
No, they're not. That's why they're all continents. They're all separated.
No.
So what defines a continent?
Where's the river that separates Asia from Europe?
I don't know they were joined.
Look at a map.
When were they joined?
They're always joined. It's not Pangaea, mate.
So where does Russia fall in? Are they part of Europe?
It's Europe. And it's a Scandinavian section.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought Russia was its own continent.
It's a country. Oh, my God.
Someone
Look, there's so much to unpack here. I have to go to an ad so we can have a genuine human conversation. We're trying to send people to UK to see Jess Glynn.
Yeah, that's right.
If we can figure out where the hell it is.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Had to find a short song over time because we're just going through the geography of the world.
We've been getting a lot of people messaging in saying that they're surprised that I don't know these things. It's not general knowledge.
Sorry, if you just missed it, Jess was trying to discover what's a country, what's a continent. What is a country?
The continents in my brain are very different to the reality.
Okay. I want to talk about England right now, so just give me a sec. I'm going to press this button. Do you understand?
I understand.
Hey, it's Jess Glynn.
Want to see me live?
Oh, I'll be there. Oh, won't you hold my hand?
Fly away to the UK and see me, Jess Glynn.
Jess Glynn's new album, Always In Between, featuring the hit single, I'll Be There, out October 19.
Your chance to head over to the UK and see Jess Glynn live.
And where is the UK?
It's a part of Europe,
It's a part of Europe.
Is it though still?
Yes.
Isn't that what the whole Brexit thing
was? No, that's the Union, the European Union. So it's not physically leaving.
Right.
It's just like, come on, mate.
I got very
Help busy. Yourself. Help yourself. Anyway, we're calling Hit VIPs because we want to send them to see Jess Glynn with their best mate. Mm-hmm. And we've got Joey, who is a Hit VIP. Joey, I'm guessing you're a massive fan of Jess Glynn.
Love Jess Glynn. She's the best.
It's the electrical kind of sounds in her music. It's like pop, but it's electro pop.
Who would you be taking with you to the UK if you won this trip to see Jess Glynn?
Oh, I've got to take the missus. She'd kill me if I didn't.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Good plan.
Did you sign up knowing full well that you had no say on your plus one?
Yeah, she forced me to sign up. I wish though I could take one of the boys, but yeah, I'd be in the job.
Just a couple of the boys and a trip to the UK to see Jasqueline. Yeah,
the boys.
Joey, what we've been doing is because you're already hit VIP, so we appreciate that, but to get on that standby list, you know what we need you to do. We need you to have a bit of a yodel.
Yeah. Take it away, Joe.
All right, here we go, guys.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Just one more. I think we missed that. Sorry, we got that one. Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You're on the standby.
One step closer, buddy.
You can be yodeling with your boys.
Tell you what, Joey, it's a good thing you have a girlfriend, hey?
Oh, that's a bit. Just, all right, everyone needs to chill out. Joey, you are on that standby list. If you want to be just like Joey, hit.com.au, become a hit VIP.
So easy to become a hit VIP, and now Joey's one step closer to getting him and the missus over to the UK.
Yeah, if we can find it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, usually joined now by a Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy.
Your boy.
Currently en route to Florida.
Yeah, so she's on a plane.
We're going to try and get in touch with him for 8:30 trending and see what's happening in Hollywood. Until then, though, President Obama, or former President Obama.
Barack Obama.
Has met four Australian prime ministers during his reign as presidency.
His 8 years, a.k.a. two terms of presidency.
Between 2009 and 2016, he met former Labor leaders Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd, and then former Liberal leaders Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah.
And he's spoken out today. Apparently, Mr. Abbott was the only one he didn't warm to.
Oh, so he ranked them.
Was not a fan of Tony Abbott. In order, I mean, Julia Gillard was the one he got along with the most. He thought she was like the bee's knees.
Yeah.
They had very similar values. He was really all about it. And you can tell by the time they met, like the photos, they're very friendly.
I agree. I've met Julia Gillard once.
Have you?
And she was a lovely lady. Yeah. This is before she was the Prime Minister, though. So I didn't get post-fame Gillard.
Well, look, as soon as he met Tony Abbott, he was like, Well, it was a very difficult relationship, he described it as, because they had opposing worldviews. And then once Malcolm Turnbull came along, he said that he described him as, even though he was a part of the mainstream centre-right, he was much more palatable.
I think Malcolm Turnbull, he's like the smarter uncle you have that's well educated. He let you knows about it.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I think he'd be a fun person to talk to.
I trust Obama, though. Like, he's got like a real trusting face, doesn't he?
It's the hand signal. He does these little things with like a little mini thumbs up, and he's like, this is
so there you go.
Important to me.
Tony Abbott, take your budgie smugglers and get out of the White House.
He's already lost one popularity contest. He's lost another one.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And look, a video has taken over the internet that we want to discuss and break down here, because a lot of people are saying this is really sweet and a lot more people are saying this is a bit of a dick move.
Would you be shocked to know that you are latching onto the negativity side of this?
I'm shocked. Look, a bloke and his girlfriend were spotted walking through a car park in a downpour of rain, right? So this bloke's just filming them in his car. And
from the comfort of his dry car.
The girlfriend has got a hood on.
Yeah.
The rest of the jacket has been unzipped from the hood and is still on her boyfriend's back.
So essentially what's happened is he was wearing a jacket with a zip-off hoodie.
Yep.
It started raining and he's given her her hood to cover her because she hasn't got a jacket
for
herself.
Well, yeah, so we've got no context. We don't know whether she asked for the hood or whether she asked for the jacket and he's just given her the hood, which is what I think has happened.
Yeah.
Is it sweet that he's given her his hood, or is it a bit of a dick move that he didn't give her the rest of the jacket with it?
No,
like, it's pouring with rain. She's only got like a light cardigan on.
Bring a jacket, mate. I honestly think the fact that you're jumping down this bloke's skin, it's unfair. He's given her something. He didn't have to give her the hoodie.
Right.
He's given her a part so that she's covered.
And it's he's kept the rest of it on his body.
Yeah. Why would he uncover himself to
because
cover her?
Because it's the right thing to do.
See, this
it's
is
a very sweet thing to do in a relationship. If your girl's cold and she's getting wet,
this is the thing
then
that
you
frustrates
give her
me.
Your jacket.
It's double standards. It's hypocritical. To you be like, the man should give his jacket away. That's not...
Right.
It shouldn't be man or good. If you were going to be like, say if you were wearing a hoodie and it was raining, I know for a fact you would not give me your hoodie. You'd be like, ha-ha, sucker, you're covered in rain.
Yeah. If you asked for my jacket, you wouldn't fit into my jacket.
How dare you? I've been hitting the gym hard.
You can head to the Instagram, just search for HitCQ and check out the pictures for yourself. 13, 12, 16. Is this really sweet or is it a bit of a dick move?
I can't believe you're jumping down his throat. This is incredible. He's given her coverage.
He only gave her the hood.
Yeah, but then he's shirtless in a car park. You get arrested for less than that.
It negates the nice thing he's done.
No, it's not.
He's only
could have
given
done
her
nothing.
Half of it.
He could have given her nothing. Mm. There's a compromise there. That's what love is all about. Don't make me bring the C word in.
Don't bring
compromise. 13, 12, 16. Is this a dick move or not? Give us a call. It's Tim or Jess. Or Tim and Jess. I've been asking on 13, 12, 16 after a situation of a young couple was seen sharing a jacket. He's taken off his zip-off hoodie to cover his girlfriend in the rain. They've compromised. People are saying that it's a bit of a dick move.
Yeah,
he didn't give her the whole jacket.
Or is it a bit of a dick move that he didn't give her the full thing?
I honestly, like, literally.
Like, it would have taken more effort for him to zip off the hood. He should have just taken the jacket
off. But then he's uncovered. At least now they both have some form of coverage.
Yeah, meanwhile her head's dry and the rest of her body's soaking.
Oh, well, nice. I think that is a fair compromise.
I
think you're jumping down his throat. I don't think it's fair because he's literally, he didn't have to give the hood. He didn't have to do it. But it doesn't matter. We'll open the phone. People are more angry than we are. So we've had Ali from Gladstone call through on 13, 12, 16. Ali, is this a bit of a dick move?
Yes, definitely a dick. Damn. Like if you're going to give someone your bloody coat, you got to give them the whole thing.
I would be fuming.
But then,
fuming.
He's cold. This is equality. This is what we're talking about here. He's given her a cover. He's got a cover now.
Yeah, but maybe she asked him for the hood and was like, hey, look, I'm getting wet. Like, can you help a sister out? And he's just, if I asked for a jacket and someone gave me a hood,
Ellie,
I'd be fuming.
She should have brought her own jumper. If she knew, check the weather, like you normally should before
check
you go
weather.
Out, she should have brought her own gear.
No, because he's a man, and it's a well-known fact that men have better temperature regulation than women, and they get...
Well-known fact.
Garbage fact!
I know. I'm sensing that Ali is a scientist.
No, yes, I'm very wrong.
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, you're not helping, and you deserve every unhappiness.
Okay.
That is garbage. Regulating heat is better for men. Oh, Ali, honestly.
Ali, you're a genius. Thank you so much for calling, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Amanda from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Amanda, is this a dick move?
Oh, totally not. She should have bought a jacket.
Oh, Amanda!
Zip, zap, boom!
Yeah, but isn't it the dick move that he's just given her the hood?
He could have given her nothing, Amanda.
No, at least she's covering her hair. She's cool.
Oh, see, a lot of people online are saying that he's paid for a haircut, so he doesn't want to get it ruined. That's why he's giving her the wood.
Amanda, do you think it's double standards if he's expected to give his whole coverage to her? They've split it. He's got his head not covered. She's got her head covered, but his body's covered. Hers isn't. I think that's a fair compromise.
It is a fair compromise. Like, he didn't have to give her anything because, like, it's his jacket. So, you know.
I don't like how nice you're being to this guy. He's clearly a dick.
All right. Thank you very much, Amanda.
Yes. Bye.
See you, buddy.
If someone offered me a hood, I would be so disgusted. I would throw it back in their face.
Firstly, can we just quickly go back? Can we get a doctor or a scientist or someone to call in if men regulate temperature better than women? That's garbage. Honestly, Ellie, thanks for calling, but not with that crap.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Tim and Jess's pressure test.
Thanks to Heron Island.
The Great Barrier Reef on your doorstep. That's right, your chance to win a trip to Heron Island every single day just by answering 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds.
It's a pressure situation.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's a test. A pressure test. Boom. There,
oh
that's
my
how
God.
Radio
Marketing
works.
Genius.
Marketing genius. And too excited to have this person on the phone, Samson from Kiwana. A regular player of the pressure test from the past. Good to have you back, Samson.
Thank you.
You've had a couple of months to practice in the off season. Are you feeling good?
Yeah, feeling good.
All right, mate. This. Well, no mucking around. Let's get straight into it. Your time starts now.
How many Toy Story movies have been released?
Sorry?
How many Toy Story movies have been released?
Three.
A heptagon has 9 sides, true or false?
False.
What is the colour of the breast cancer awareness ribbon?
Pink.
The Muppet Kermit is what type of animal?
Frog.
Scientologist and lead actor in the movie Minority Report is Tom who?
Cruise.
Heron Island is the holiday you're playing for. Spell Heron.
H-E-R-O-N.
Which of these artists has Justin Bieber not collaborated with? Chance the Rapper, DJ Khaled or Drake?
Drake.
Bill Gates is the founder of the world's largest PC software company called what?
Microsoft.
Charlie Sheen originally starred in what TV show?
Two and a Half Men.
What year was the first Harry Potter film released?
99.
That's all 10, Tim.
That is all 10 with 5 seconds to spare. Samson, mate, I have some news for you. Unfortunately, it's bad news.
Oh, no.
Samson, I'm really sorry, mate, because unfortunately, 9 out of 9 to start with.
Oh, I really thought you had it, Samson.
The first Harry Potter was made in 2001. I'm so sorry, Samson, buddy.
Thanks for that. Mate, you were so close.
That's right. You've clearly been practicing.
Yeah.
So, mate, keep at it.
Again.
I know.
Every time.
Trip at the line again.
That's all right. Now you just got to go watch all 12 Harry Potter movies, and you'll be right for next time. How does that sound?
Thanks for that.
See you, Samson.
Thanks, guys. Catch ya.
See ya, buddy.
Let us know how you did. Just search for us on Hit TQ at Facebook and Instagram.
More pressure test for the rest of the week as well. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three,
joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Demi Lovato is looking for a new change.
She is looking for a change, and as we all know, the Divine singer is currently in rehab after her, well, apparent overdose at her home in Hollywood Hills. Well, today she has listed her house on the market for $9.5 million. She is moving out of town, and I believe that the word on the street is they just want to kind of like give her like a fresh new start and take her away from, you know, she lives just above Sunset Boulevard. Like, she lives literally 10 minutes from all the big clubs and everything. Like, she's so
smart
close.
Move, yeah.
When I saw where her house was, I was like, whoa, she lived in the thick of it. So they're going to sell the house and move it somewhere probably a little bit more peaceful. So hopefully it has a really good, happy ending to this story.
And hopefully she can get away from all the paparazzi, because as soon as she gets home, you know they're just going to hound her.
And you can drive up straight up to her house. I know where it is. When I saw the pictures, I was like, I know exactly where that is.
Oh,
you
can
drive up to her gate. So hopefully she'll go somewhere like Calabasas, where the Kardashians all live.
It's smart. Moving yourself from the toxic area, obviously, that she's involved in. So I think it's a smart move for her and her family. So we appreciate the update, Dean.
Bye, guys.
Hit.com.au is where else you can find everything else that's trending right now. And coming up next, I want to talk about women in CQ, because it turns out we're getting paid aggressively less than men.
All right, interested to hear. It's up next on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Ladies, it does not pay to be a woman in central Queensland, and I'm angry.
Time to go to the song. No. What do you mean?
No, it turns out there's just a huge gender pay gap right here in CQ that I was not aware of. So we're talking tradies, managers, any sort of working professionals, and machinery operators are more likely to get being paid less than their male counterparts.
Sure. Can you give me some stats to
back
this up?
These are huge numbers, Tim. Clerical and administrative workers are getting paid $25,453 less than their male counterparts.
Wow. That is not good.
Yeah. Community and personal service workers, $28,000. And we've got managers sitting $31,000 less than their male counterparts. The exact same job, $30,000 difference. What is happening here in CQ? How are we so backwards?
Yeah, it doesn't sound great. I feel like I'm being targeted right
now. Technicians and tradespeople, $51,000 difference in their pay between women and men.
Not good enough.
$51,000. Like, that's not like, oh, this guy's more skilled. Like, this is...
It's a skill-based job,
the exact same skill.
If you've got the skill.
Getting paid $50,000 less just because they're female.
I'm genuinely shocked that the discrepancy is so large.
These numbers, like, actually have, like, shaken me this morning. I can't believe that this is happening.
We often have conversations where you'll be retelling a story about something that's frustrating you, and I feel like you talk to me as if I'm the thing that's frustrating you. Yeah. And right now I feel like you're talking to me as if I'm job
like,
boss.
How dare you?
I'm not the boss of jobs around Central Queensland. I agree. I think that is garbage. Mate.
There's a lot of discrepancy in the amount of time women are allowed to, men are allowed to take off in term, and women are allowed to take off. So it turns out that around CQ, men having parental leave is not really a big thing.
Well, normally,
and this needs to change as well.
Don't they give you like a week?
Yeah. For the fellas? A mate of ours has just had a kid and he's been given a week off work.
Yeah, just a figure week. Out your firstborn child, figure it out in a week.
Yeah.
And then you leave your wife by herself.
Yeah, she's got several weeks off. That's fine. She's the woman. She does all the work. Mm. Bullshit. It's garbage.
All right. I agree. It is garbage, mm-hmm. mate. I'm not too sure what can be done.
Yeah,
what can we do?
I mean, I don't know what we can do as well. Like, these are some staggering figures. You can check them out for yourself or throw them up at
your. If you're a manager and you are aware of this in your own workplace, maybe just have a look.
Yeah.
Look into it. Go back to the books.
Yeah.
Sort it out. Look, as long as it's coming at the base wage, because obviously you can negotiate contracts individually.
Ladies and fellas, yeah. I think the first step is just finding out, like, have a chat to the people around you. Like,
exactly.
Maybe the people don't even realise that there's this disparity.
To be honest, it's so confusing sometimes because we get paid the same, but we didn't always get paid the same.
No, we negotiated our contracts together.
Yep, you started before me, so obviously. So it's so hard with some of these stats because...
Yeah, but Tim, $50,000 is a big, big gap.
I know, hear me out. I'm just saying because obviously women are getting they're getting pushed more to be like, hey, let's get them into these jobs that we're normally frowned upon and being like, oh, we don't want women working in these areas. So these people are fresh into the jobs, so they probably have less time in the jobs where they're getting these numbers from. I think I will
allow you to have that point. That's
yes,
true. Yes.
I think because obviously, say, a man that's been in that job for 10 years, of course, that he's a manager of his division, where a female's just been given that job, she's not going to get given, or even if a new guy starts and it's his first year, he's not going to get given the same
wage. Moving forward, I would just hope that same skill, same pay, right?
Absolutely. And then negotiate from there so I can get paid more than you next year.
Okay.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Time for this.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name. We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Playing Spell My Name. If you've got a name, we're going to try and spell it. So get your spelling pens out. Play along with this. Let's try and go for a solid score today.
Absolutely.
We've got Jacob from Gladstone. He's called through. Jacob, what name are we spelling, mate?
My first name, Jacob.
Okay.
All right. Go for it, Tim.
J-A-K-O-B.
No.
Oh, you tried to go fancy there, Tim. I reckon maybe it's J-A-C-O-B.
No.
Oh. All right, Jacob.
You've got us.
Lay it on us.
What is it?
J-A-Y-K-O-B.
Oh, it was close. Jacob.
Jacob.
I don't hate it.
What
are
you
doing? Is Mum in the background?
Yeah.
Mum, why? Why is the why there? You're hurting my feelings.
We just have too many kids, so we have to make them somehow.
We got six different Jacobs, so we just spelled them different ways. All right, thanks for playing, Jacob.
That's okay.
And we've got Trinity on 13, 12, 16 from Gladstone. Trinity, what name are we spelling?
Trinity.
Okay.
All right. T-R-I-N... I-T-Y.
No.
Oh.
Okay, Trinity.
Give it a crack, Tim.
T-R-Y-N-I-T-Y.
No.
Trinity.
That's Trinity.
What are we doing? What are we doing here, Trinity?
My name is spelled T-R-I-E-N-I-T-Y.
Then we missed an E. We're just missing letters here and there. Okay, Trinity.
That one's tough, Trinity.
That is a nice name. Thank you very much for calling, Trinity.
Thank you.
And finally, rounding off, come on, we need to get a good one here. We've got Melanie from Gladstone as well. Melanie, what name are we spelling?
Okay, it's my husband's name. It's Hildre.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
H-I-L-D-R-A-Y-E.
No.
Was she close?
No.
Oh,
not at all.
The beginning was, I thought she had it.
H-I-L-D-R-A-E.
No, the last two are wrong.
Oh, what is it?
H-I-L-D-R-E with a little cap on the E.
Oh,
like an epaulette.
And a little umlaut.
Yeah. It's a Irish name.
That is the first one we've ever had. I feel privileged. Thank you so much. What a special occasion. It's a shame we got it wrong.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
No worries.
I mean, we're proper garbage, but I feel like we still had a win with that awesome name at the end.
How are we getting worse at this game? Hopefully, if you're
playing... The names are just getting harder. We're not getting worse at this. I believe in us.
I don't.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And before we get out of here, I just got to fix a few loose tethers.
Sure. Because can you leave already? Get out of here.
Big statements were made on the show earlier, and we just need to make sure that you are aware of potentially what you were saying was incorrect. Can you address the situation?
Look, we're talking with Jess Glynn because we're sending people over to the UK to see Jess Glynn, and I said, how great, like, I love the UK as a continent.
No.
Not a continent.
And then you backed it up with, no Brexit, so they're not in Europe anymore.
That's what I thought.
It's just the union, not the physical. They're not picking up the country, putting it on a trailer.
I thought Brexit meant that they were like, they're exiting the EU. So I thought they became their own continent as well. Turns out they didn't.
Earth shattering news that North America and South America are connected.
They're two separate continents.
Yeah.
Who knew that? I thought it was just America. And then you have North and South.
Africa, Asia, Europe. All connected.
Russia, part of Asia.
Russia's not part of Asia.
I thought they were...
Russia is not part of Asia.
It says that I just looked up continents and Russia is like in the block of Asia.
It's above Europe and Asia, but it's included...
I thought it was its own continent.
No.
But it's not included in the European one. It's included in the Asia one.
It's not, buddy.
I'm learning all these things today.
It is.
Have a look at any world map, Tim.
Why are all Russian sports teams included in European divisions?
I don't know, because they're part of the union, aren't they? Have a look at the map. Russia is all part of Asia. Unless I'm looking at the map wrong and there's like a northern Asia country. Who knows?
It's above it.
I wouldn't
know. Mongolia is the most northern Asian country.
Right, so Russia's above it and it's part of Asia.
No, because if something's the most northern, you can't. Anyway, I'm going to take 2 days off to recover from this. I'll be back Monday.
If you're Russian, are you Asian?
We have to go. I'll be back Monday. Have a great week with Jess. I'm sure you're going to learn heaps. Anyway, hooroo.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.